This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As we told you on Monday, we had filed a Freedom of Information Act request to find out how ready the Commerce Department was for the president's original tariffs, the ones on steel and aluminum. Specifically, we wanted to know what preparations the government had made to deal with what turned out to be more than 49,000 requests from American companies for exemptions from those tariffs. That is, requests not to have to pay them. We've called Ronnie Smith at McMahon Steel Company. They're a steel distributor down in Texas, Houston way, to see what it's been like on the receiving end of the tariffs. Mr. Smith, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
First of all, you've been dealing with these tariffs now for, six, 8 months? How's it been?
Well, it's been an experience. To be honest with you, it's been a little bit on the frustrating side.
How so?
Well, you know, to begin with, there was no information out about, you know, how they wanted it done or how the process mm-hmm. would be determined in terms of, you know, what would be accepted and what would be rejected. So we were kind of shooting in the dark, working with a lot of attorneys and trying to understand the best way to file these exemptions. And, you know, it's kind of evolved, I guess, to where it is today.
We sent you some of those documents that we got from our Freedom of Information Act request. You had a chance to look at them. What's your sense of how prepared the Commerce Department was to deal with what seems to be like pretty technical, metallurgical and harmonized tariff schedule stuff?
Well, you know, my sense is that, you know, and I'm a guy who's been doing this for over 30 years, and, you know, I still don't know everything, obviously, about metallurgy, the metals markets, harmonized tariff codes and things like that. It's hard to envision that somebody would be able to gain enough knowledge from a PowerPoint presentation to make these kind of determinations.
We asked Commerce about the average time it takes to review one of these requests. They said, you know, plus or minus 3 to 4 months. With those that have objections to them, like a lot of yours had, it's going to be more than 4 months. What does that mean to you in a business sense, just hanging around for 4 months?
In some cases, it means that we lose business. In some cases, our customers are literally moving their manufacturing offshore. And we've already lost business while we're waiting on our refilings of our exemptions. You know, we've filed some earlier exemptions that were objected to, supposedly in error by some of the domestic steel companies, and we've gone back and refiled them. And if anybody objects again, it's another 4 months, and in the meantime, we lose business.
Have you been able to pass on any of the costs of the tariffs? This is slightly sideways, but have you been able to pass on any of the costs of the tariffs, or are you eating them, or what are you doing?
We've probably passed on 50 to 75% of the costs, with some limited success, and we have basically eaten the difference in terms of what our margins are now.
Last thing, sir, and then I'll let you go. I'm going to mix a little politics in here. Tariffs, of course, have been all over our air because it's a huge economic story. In the national conversation, though, perhaps not quite as much as Tracy Samuelson was just telling us. What was the sense down in Houston where you are of how much tariffs are playing into politics?
Well, in Houston, this is, you know, pretty strong Trump country down here. So, you know, I have heard some formerly pretty staunch Trump supporters not very happy with the tariffs at all. And others have said, you know, well, maybe we should do whatever it has to do to get a fair shake where international trade is concerned.
Ronnie Smith, he's a vice president of operations down at McMahon Steel in Houston, Texas. Mr. Smith, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kai.